The US and Turkey have put in a mutual travel ban, cancelling all visas except for those who are migrating. The situation between the two countries has been tense after America refused to extradite Fethullah Gulen, who has been living in Pennsylvania in exile since 1999. Bertha Shingen reports.
The last situation as of today, as of this morning, is that the suspension of the visa processing by United States and by Turkey against each other. So United States declared that, announced that there will be no visa processing except the migrant visas. Just afterwards, Turkey responded with the same measure. So they announced that Turkey will also blocking U.S. applications, the citizens of the U.S. to apply the Turkish visa. There's a very funny thing here, because the Turkey's Washington embassy announced this decision with the same text of the U.S. decision, only changed the names.
These tweets from the American and the Turkish embassy might even be seen as a comment on the situation as a whole, seeing as it says the exact same things.
So this is today. This is basically by the United States making Turkey some sort of equal with Iran, Libya, Syria, Yemen.
It might even seem as America is putting Turkey in the same category with these countries, which would be insulting to the Turkish.
If you know, United States are imposing some sort of visa blockade to countries which are known as rogue states or the civil war states or the just not allies of the U.S. Turkey and the United States have been allies nearly 50 years, and the relations were never such low. They were reliable allies to each other. So what is the essence of this? Let me summarize this also. This is related with the cleric which escaped from Turkey after 1996 military memorandum, and who has been residing in U.S., state of Pennsylvania, from that time on.
Fethullah Gulen went into self-imposed exile in America in 1999 and was last year blamed by Erdogan to be behind the failed coup at the time. The Americans has refused to send him back as there is no reason to believe he is guilty. As an answer to this, the Turkish imprisoned the American pastor Andrew Brunson.
But after the coup attempt of July 2016, last year, Turkish government claimed that this person is behind this coup and wanted him to be extradited by the United States. And the United States claimed that there is no proof or clear proof show that this person is behind this coup attempt. Turkish government arrested an American pastor. And this is some sort of swapping agreement. So we have your pastor, you have our cleric. So let's swap these people. United States rejected this. In the last part of this conflict, United States Embassy has a person who has been working for the embassy as a local resident, who has been working for the American consulate in Istanbul. In the government media, suddenly there were news that from the office of the Turkish prosecutor, who was allegedly one of the top figures of this Gulenist movement, that they were in contact. So some person from the United States consulate and this person. Then after this news, Turkey arrested this person. So after detaining this, United States protested this, and this visa issue came.
So it's not the first time in recent years and recent times in general that Turkey has had issues with westernized countries. Is this just a start or the beginning of Turkey separating themselves more and more from the West?
Well, in one sense, you are right. It is not only U.S. because the same thing has been happening with Germany, too. A German-Turkish citizen was detained by the Turkish authorities. He has been in prison for long, and Turkey is trying to make the same style swap with some sort of so-called Gulenists with the Germany. So just starting with some sort of small Gulenist perch, if we are saying small because I'm thinking the size of the Turkish-German and Turkish-American relationship, then it is getting bigger and bigger.
Even though Turkey is not a part of the European Union, they are still a member of NATO and holds close and important ties with the West. However, if the situation with the US and Germany gets worse, it isn't impossible that Turkey will have to leave NATO.
Turkey is still a member of NATO, and Turkey is still a candidate country for the European Union. So the main skeleton, the main framework is still there, except there is some sort of problems. We have to wait to see what will happen. The last one and a half year, yes, Turkey is getting away from the Western camp. There are signs of this.
Although Turkey's NATO membership doesn't seem endangered in the very near future, it is of concern that Turkey has been sourcing military hardware from Russia after Erdogan made peace with Vladimir Putin.
Bertha Shingen ending that report with Dr. Murat Yurtbuler from the Australian National University.